These new figures actually show that people are homeless in all sorts of different ways. They might be in temporary accommodation provided by the council or from social services, but it might also include people who are hidden homeless, like sofa surfing, which isn't recorded at all. I think it's a pattern that we see right across the country. We're launching a brand new research which shows for the very first time that homelessness is rising, and we've gathered that by analysing government statistics, freedom of information requests and other data. We really are in the grip of another crisis. Our housing shortage means that millions of people are facing a life of instability, and homelessness is rising. Increasing rents, unaffordable homes, and people, you know, really struggling to manage after welfare cuts, all contribute to this. We've seen plans for more affordable homes announced recently by the government, which are very welcome. But today's Green Book report shows that really the government needs to ensure that all families have somewhere safe and decent to live. They need to make a commitment to build more homes that people on lower incomes can afford to live on. Make sure that welfare support reflects the actual cost of renting by ending the freeze to welfare benefits. Making sure that local councils have enough resources to help the number of people who are turning to them for help.